On the show today, we have NAFQ Services' very own Paul Tim talking about the state of credit union innovation today and what they will be featuring at their upcoming Innovation Spotlight event on July 28th. Really cool stuff here from Paul. Check it out. So today we are talking about the state of credit union innovation today, and we'll also be talking about NAFQ's upcoming Innovation Spotlight event. But before we get to that, Paul, so from our past conversations, and we've had a lot of them, so I know you and your team are always kind of watching out for the best new products and services out there to help credit unions. So what are some of the most exciting things you guys have seen lately? Because, I mean, coming out of what we've been through the last year and a half or so, I think people are really anxious to kind of grab onto something, kind of that new shiny red ball that will kind of take them to the next level of member service. So what are you guys seeing out there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I always enjoy these conversations with you, Mike, because we get to go there and have a lot of fun. So, you know, we're in this really fortunate position, you know, in our organization where, you know, we're obviously connected directly to credit unions, you know, especially through all the research and thought leadership programming. But we've got this, you know, vetted portfolio of partners that we work with who've all been, you know, due diligence and voted on by two boards of credit union CEOs. So that gives us this front row seat really to some of the latest product development and innovation in the industry with some great companies. And so, you know, probably like the same things that are coming through your studio on a weekly basis is there's just so much change in consumer needs and behaviors here over the last year. I heard this stat the other day, between the average US adult has between 6 and 10 financial services apps on their mobile device now.
What? Wow.
You know, if you think back a year or 2 years, what was that number? And did you expect it to be, you know, it's not just one mobile banking app. There's all of these different parts of our lives. And so, right, like maybe that has something to do with why fintech investment has just exploded. What the first quarter of this year, I mean, a couple hundred deals worth of like $13 billion just in a quarter in the U.S. I bring that up just to say, like, obviously there's demand for you know, new innovative ways to help our consumers. So we're seeing so much in the lending space, as you are. So many new options for consumers. AI and for credit unions, you know, this is no longer like a shot to the moon. This is really, there's right now today, real world applications that are helping credit unions. Payments, obviously, payments technology and platforms, so many ways to move money and needs to do it. You know, cloud, cybersecurity, fraud protection. I mean, we could go on and on. There's so much happening, as you know.
Yeah, it's just, there's so, I mean, it's almost overwhelming for a credit union these days to like, gosh, where do we go? Because you're just I keep calling it the shiny red ball syndrome. It's like, oh, that looks pretty neat. Let's try that. Or, I mean, just, you got to be really careful. You got to kind of prioritize and kind of invest in what you really need or what your members really need. So that kind of leads me to NAFQ's upcoming Innovation Spotlight event you guys are holding on July 28th. This is coming right around the corner. So how did this get started, and what do you guys hope to accomplish here as far as kind of helping credit unions grasp all the innovation that's going on out there right now?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, especially, you know, about the shiny objects and there's so much happening. Where do we focus? And so we did this Innovation Spotlight event last year, really as a response to the crisis. And that whole, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention. Well, there was lots of necessity, and in many ways it was about, you know, survival and adapting, responding, being there for our membership. And so I think we all proved to ourselves that we could be really good innovators, maybe even better than we thought in that storm. And so we said, hey, let's maybe this is a chance to come out of our home office corners. You know, we're not in the buildings and such, but let's find a way to bring everyone together. And, you know, so we connected several hundred forward-thinking credit union leaders with this batch of really innovative companies and said, let's tackle some of these tough problems today. And so there were, you know, we did keynote sessions and demos and some executive conversations. And it was overwhelmingly positive, the response. So we said, hey, we can do this. Now this year, let's shift it a little bit to finding more ways to grow and thrive. And so, yeah, it's second annual on July 28th.
Well done. Yeah, I remember last year's event for sure. And so the best new product ideas always start with solving a problem. And my, did we solve many problems, this time last year all through last year. But so what are you hearing from credit unions about their biggest questions or even challenges in today's kind of changing environment that we're seeing?
Absolutely. And I think you get so many of these same questions on a daily basis too. But I think one of the big ones we get is lending. And we've got this influx of deposits that maybe we didn't see coming. And how do we deploy capital? And our members have so many options for borrowing now. I mean, you're seeing so many different formats and platforms. How do credit unions compete in that space? How do they continue to serve their members in this environment? Members are coming to credit unions asking about cryptocurrencies.
Oh my gosh, I was just thinking that before our interview, how crypto is just going crazy.
Did you think that would happen a year ago? People would say, where do I put this? Where do I spend it? How do I spend it? How do I move it? Cannabis banking, more news every week about these cannabis businesses needing safe and progressive ways to be banked. So obviously cybersecurity, I mean, you can't wake up and not read some headlines about another major event or issue. Mm-hmm. AI analytics, where do these fit into my business model? And then, UX and member journey continue to be, we always have to stay in front of those. And so, the members are coming, and how do we make it, easy and fast for members to, get paid, receive money, spend money, save, borrow, move it? What are the ways credit unions can really, really help the American consumers in those spaces? And finally, with all the fintech explosion we talked about, credit unions are asking, when do I buy this? When do I build it myself? When do I partner? And if I'm going to partner, how do I vet and choose the right companies, the good fintechs to work with? And so those are, there's a lot there, but those are, a lot of the big questions we're hearing.
Yeah. And you probably cover a lot of that in the event, the Innovation Spotlight coming up on July, I think, 28th rather. So yeah. So a lot of that will be covered. So, and I'm guessing the Innovation Spotlight will have some answers to these questions, of course. So what's on the docket? When is it? Obviously July 28th, where is it and how do we get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a free virtual event, July 28, 1 p.m. Eastern. Great agenda this year. Building off the success of last year, we're able to get some fantastic speakers and folks to participate. So we're going to kick it off. NAFQ CEO Dan Berger is going to do a State of Innovation in the Industry address. And he's going to talk about, these aren't ideas where we're trying to shoot the moon. We're focusing on now and today, what's newest to market that can help us grow and thrive right now as an industry. We're going to have a session on, we say the future of lending, but it's also the now of lending. Great company Upstart, I'm sure you've heard of, Michael Locke, their SVP, he's going to do a session on lending. We've got a cryptocurrency session with none other than Raj Damodaran from MasterCard. Mm-hmm. He's their EVP of blockchain and digital partnerships. Okay. So a wonderful speaker. Cannabis banking session with Patrick Tuohy from Allied Solutions. And then we'll wrap it up with a user experience session, sort of the next level of member journeys with Ron McDaniel from Q2. But sprinkled in there, we're going to have about 25 different rapid fire product demos.
Really?
So
okay.
These vetted partners will show up and actually show, the latest and greatest solutions that are out there. So it's a jam packed afternoon, but really exciting. And good. So where you can get to the event is if you go to it's NAFQ.org /innovation2021.
Okay.
And it's free registration, but it'll be July 28th at 1 o'clock.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to go there right after the interview and sign up myself. I want to see this. I've been so fascinated with crypto. Not that I'm like investing in all this type of stuff, but I'm just fascinated of how it works and how it's just kind of gradually becoming, you know, something that's going to be probably a mainstream in our lives here pretty soon. So I'm just super fascinated on how all that stuff is working. So interesting.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm glad you guys are covering that stuff. So anything else to wrap up, Tim? Obviously, we'll put all the links and stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it and register and attend and all that stuff. But anything else to share?
No, we just hope to see everybody there. We had several hundred people join last year. We're expecting a big crowd. It's going to be a great event. So we'll look forward to seeing you there, Mike.
Indeed. We'll be there with bells on for sure. We want to see it all. So, all right, Paul, I'm going to let you get back to work. I know you got plenty on your plate. So we appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work, sir.
Yeah, always great to see you, Mike. Thank you.
Likewise, sir. Likewise. Be well.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.